finally this hour, that idea from Galileo that math is a language? Well, it doesn't really matter whether you're a mathematician or a musician.
Knowing the language, now I feel like my vocabulary increased.
Huh.
And so therefore, I'm able to communicate my ideas even better.
Drummer Clayton Cameron, he says studying math actually gave him a new confidence in how he played music.
I'm going to share a story. It's just about my confidence in sitting down, knowing that if I do a certain thing, it's going to emote a certain feeling.
Yeah.
If done right. So I'm playing at the Hollywood Bowl with James Brown, and I've been told that by the musical director, Christian Bride. He said, look, you know, Clayton, James is a drummer. You know, Mr. Brown's a drummer. And, you know, he created this genre of music. So the chances are he may not like anything you play. Hmm. And I said, well, you know, I'm a professional. I've been around, and I understand that. So I talked to a couple of drummers, friends of mine that had played with James, just to get some insight. Listen to the record that James Brown had done. It was a jazz record called Soul on Top, 1969. But he never performed any of them. So there was one song called September Song that had a boogaloo beat.
Oh, it's a long time. Made to December.
That was kind of like what was happening at the time when jazz guys would sit down. So I said, well, you know, I'm gonna bring it up a little bit. I'm going to kind of do a little different beat on it. And I had, you know, put a special snare up, and then I worked on this little groove. So that was the groove. So we get to the rehearsal, we're playing, and Kristen McBride calls off the song, and James Brown has the pickup. And the lyric is,
oh, it's a long time.
And then we're into the groove. I'm into my groove.
May to December.
Now remember, it's been told to me, it's been embedded in my head, that James Brown is not going to like anything you play.
Yeah.
After we played that groove, James Brown turned around and said, now that was funky.
Yeah! Wow.
You know, so... Anyway, so that kind of stuff, you know, once you get into the numbers and you understand, that gave me the confidence to sit down and go, oh, I know what that is. The numbers are there.
Clayton Cameron, you can watch his talk at TED.com.
Because it's a mother. When I count to four, I want everybody to lay out, let the drummer go. And when I count to four, I want you to come back in. One.
Hey, thanks for listening to our show this week, Solving for X, How Numbers Shape the World. Our production staff at NPR includes Jeff Rogers, Brent Bachman, Megan Kane, Neva Grant, and Chris Benderev, with help from Daniel Shukin. Barton Girdwood is our intern. In the front office, Eric Newsom and Portia Robertson-Migas. Our partners at TED are Chris Anderson, June Cohen, Darren Triff, and Janet Lee. I'm Guy Raz, and you've been listening to the TED Radio Hour from NPR.
The name of this tune is The Funky Drummer. The Funky Drummer. The Funky Drummer. The Funky Drummer.